Good evening, everyone. My name is Joel Treneman, and you're listening to Sound Companions. Welcome to our 12th episode. I'm here in studio today. Sound Companions is a new show at the station, and each episode will explore one record from the 1960s through the 80s, alongside a match from the 90s and 2000s based on a shared theme. So the theme of today's episode is Mexi-American Guitar Fusion, featuring Santana, whose heyday in the 1960s and 70s, and overall staying power, led to a resurgence in the 90s. And former Santana band member Neil Schon, who went on to found a little band called Journey, as well as pursuing solo albums that really stayed in line with his early work alongside Carlos Santana. So the albums that I'll focus on today are a vinyl edition of the big Santana album called Abraxas from 1970, and an album by Neil Schon called Electric World, which is from 1997. Let's get right into it here with the first two tracks from Abraxas.
Thank you. magic woman. Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Turn your back on me, baby.
That was Santana, 1970. The opening track on Abraxas is called Singing Winds, Crying Beasts. And that's followed up with Black Magic Woman / Gypsy Queen, which is primarily a cover of a Fleetwood Mac song, Black Magic Woman. And so there are co-writing credits with Peter Green and also a musician called Gabor Szabo, who was an influence on Santana as well. So that was playing on a piece of lovely sounding quadraphonic vinyl. The fancy way of saying it can use four channels. Hopefully you have the speaker system to enjoy that in full music nerd revelry. If not, it still sounded pretty good, I would say. Let's give you a taste of our second artist today, Neil Sean. Two of the early standout tracks on 1997's Electric World are Highway 1 and then the title track, Electric World. You're listening to Sound Companions on 101.5 UMFM. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, Sound Companions. You just heard Neil Schon from his 1997 album Electric World with Highway 1 and the title track Electric World. Today on Sound Companions, we are comparing Carlos Santana and his group Santana with their seminal album Abraxas, and that album from 1997 by Neil Schon. Carlos Santana was born in Mexico and moved into the U.S. across the border from Jalisco into California, and he was really into music from a young age. He was classically trained in violin, began to play the guitar when he was a pretty small kid. His father was a mariachi musician. And he had a lot of different influences, including in jazz and from the American blues. They moved up to San Francisco, and Santana became enmeshed in a scene in the 1960s that also included bands like Jefferson Airplane, The Grateful Dead, Moby Grape in that San Francisco Bay Area from the mid-60s onwards. And this Abraxas album is their second album as a group and really brings in an amazing array of influences from jazz, from blues, even from salsa music, which you can hear on some of the side B tracks. It was actually the year after this album came out in 1971 that Neil Schon joined Santana as a guitar player. He was only 17 years old at the time. Not quite the same background. He was more of a Midwest Oklahoma kid. Similar in that he was also classically trained on different instruments, kind of began playing wind instruments, including the saxophone, before getting into guitar. And he was a prodigy on the guitar, had a lot of options, I guess, in order to get into playing music professionally. Years later, he said in an interview that Eric Clapton also tried to recruit him into a band at that time. But he picked playing with Carlos Santana, and the subsequent albums after Abraxas were featuring Neil Schon on guitar, including Santana Number 3, the album which I believe came out in 1973 or so. And from there, just a few years later, he co-founded a band called Journey, which has really continued to have a lot of staying power because the hit from 1981, Don't Stop Believin', just continues to, bring people to their feet at sports events, weddings, you name it. It's one of the greatest selling songs of all time as a hit. It seems like a song that is ageless because of that. But Journey didn't have a ton of success other than that, and mostly in a period in the late 70s and 80s when Steve Perry was the lead vocalist of that group. So Neil Schon continued to kind of pursue his other, you know, musical side projects, including this, you know, really jazzy, mostly instrumental music like you just heard. And he has joined forces with Santana on some recent efforts, playing on a Santana album in 2016 as well, and being sticking to those original roots. Let's get back to a little bit more of the Santana album, Abraxas. We'll get into side B. The first song is called Se Acabo, and it's co-written by their Nicaraguan percussionist, whose name is Jose Arias. And then the second track is called Mother's Daughter.
Thank you. time for fooling with you, baby. Your stupid game is about to end. You played it out, thought you had it made. And it looks like someone passed you by. Left her standing in her corner. She told me she would try to find a way. I got to leave before I get my shoulder. Cause she ain't moved in nearly 40 days. I got a woman that's treating me better. She takes her time and she ain't so cruel. I got someone to take you over. Your mother ain't so bad, what happened to you?
Welcome back to Sound Companions. So I just noticed something very intriguing, and I'm going to follow it down a rabbit hole here. That excellent track, Se Acabo, that we just heard off the top there. If you listen to the melody in... There's some interesting influences in there. So there's a little bit of Price is Right theme song that I got out of that. If you want to follow down this rabbit hole, go back to the Se Acabo track just in the first couple of minutes there, and see if you can pick it up. I might bring that back to indulge, but in the meantime, I'll keep playing this next Neil Sean track, which is called Midnight Express, and you can get a sense of what you think there. right, Call Me Crazy. That sounds a little similar to me. Maybe we found a bit of a sneaky plagiarism. Anyways, the Price is Right theme song was written for its premiere in 1972. So it's pretty close. It's possible there's a little inspiration there. So in other, let's say, Mexi-American guitar fusion, one of the bands that is near and dear to my heart is Calexico, who are from Arizona and have been a band of the 2000s. They also have a great fusion of jazz, mariachi, many different Mexican and American influences. Here's a track from their 2003 release, which I believe was called Feast of Wire. It's called Pepita. Today with The Doors, also of California, also in this vein.
Riders on the storm, Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog with thank you.
when atop the rose petals I whisper sweet.
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, Nahiwak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca.